Anyway, now we have a dilemma for you, Ben, the classic Homer Simpson dilemma. Is it more important to eat or to sleep? Now, if mammals are deprived of sleep, then they want to eat more to help them stay awake. And if you're deprived of food through starvation, this keeps you awake, presumably to search for more food. But we don't know a lot about how this is controlled, and obviously we need to strike the balance between enough sleep and enough food. Though you can combine them. Obviously, I once had a dream I was eating a giant marshmallow, and when I woke up, my pillow had gone.
Ba-boom.
Anyway, now researchers in the US have uncovered some of the genes that control the balance between eating and sleeping, at least in fruit flies, and in turn, this might shed light on our own patterns of eating and sleeping.
OK, so what's the story here? What are they looking at?
Well, this is work from Alex Keen and his colleagues, and they published it this week in the journal Current Biology, and they've been looking at the sleeping and feeding cycles of these tiny fruit flies, Drosophila. Now, these are quite a handy model organism for this kind of study because we know a lot about their daily rhythms, these circadian rhythms. Now, the scientists discovered that starving fruit flies had a powerful effect on keeping them awake, the same as you'd see in mammals. And given that fruit flies share a lot of genes with humans and other mammals, this suggests that we can use them to unpick the genetic connections between sleeping and feeding using these little flies.
OK, there are lots of genetic techniques that people can use to study these sorts of things. What did this particular research use?
Well, the scientists scanned through 2,000 genes in the flies and they found over a dozen of suspects that were involved in sleeping and feeding, and they narrowed their search down to just two that seemed to be really important. These are genes called clock and cycle. And we've heard of them before because they're also involved in flies' daily rhythms, and they're involved in the daily rhythms in mammals, including humans. Now, to find out more about the role of these genes, they looked at flies both with and without each gene under starvation conditions to find out how much they slept.
I don't think I've ever seen a fly that I could definitely say was asleep. How on earth do you tell?
Well, the researchers monitored the fly's movements. Now, if a fly isn't moving regularly, it's probably a good bet that it's asleep. Anyway.
OK, so what did they find? They've monitored their sleeping flies and their waking flies. What did they actually find?
Well, the researchers discovered that flies missing the clock and the cycle genes had a 3- to 4-fold reduction in sleep when they were starved, compared with genetically normal flies. And this tells us that both the genes play an important role in helping the flies to sleep under starvation conditions and probably help to coordinate the choice between sleeping and eating at any given time.
OK, and we know the clock and cycle genes are also shared between us and the flies. So this is all well and good if you're a hungry or sleepy fruit fly. Still never seen a fly asleep. But could this research have any relevance to us? We're a very different species.
Well, we do have these clock and cycle genes, and they do have very similar roles. And it may be that these genes do help us to coordinate our eating and sleeping patterns too. So further research with mammalian models and human cells, it might shed light on how to treat things like sleep disorders and metabolic and eating problems. But it's quite speculative at the moment, and more work does need to be done.
Well, as always, if anybody is doing research on sleep and would like to pay me to fall asleep, they are more than welcome. I do like a nice nap. Thank you very much, Kat.